The 535-acre Bouvray Preserve, adjacent to Highway 12 near Glen Ellen, appears to have changed very little over many decades. And in one significant way, the oak and grass-covered hillsides may actually have changed too little, says Sasha Berleman.
It's been a long time since fire entered the preserve. The last fire here was 1964. That's a really long time for these ecosystems to not see fire. Historically, fire in this region was used by Native Americans for thousands of years.
Berleman is a fire ecologist, hired earlier this year by Audubon Canyon Ranch, which owns the preserve, to develop a new fire management plan for the property. It debuted yesterday on an open 17-acre slope that ACR Stewardship Director Jeannie Werka says was chosen for several reasons.
It's surrounded on all sides by about a 6-foot-wide road, so it was safe. It's also one of our most diverse oak woodland areas, so there's 5 different species of oaks. There's enough native vegetation under the oaks that we felt if we could control some of the invasive species, those natives would be able to expand their range. So we wanted to start here, but we do hope to be burning all over the preserve over the next several years.
Gust of 8 out of the northwest. Fine dead fuel moisture, 8. Probability of ignition, 20. Shaded, 40. Unshaded. Weather taken at 500 feet elevation.
Go, no-go checklist has been complete. We are within prescription. We're going to proceed with the burn if you can advise the duty chief.
Assignment copy is 1029.
With suitable weather conditions confirmed, thin lines of flame were ignited in the upper corner of the burn site as the exercise got underway.
We're working with the ACR setting a control burn to help with the noxious weeds that they have on their property, also to set a vegetation management plan in place, also to help establish some possible control lines for any future fire that may come through here. We're looking to do it in a low intensity, very controlled fashion because we want to keep a low scorch on all the oak trees and only consume the weeds and any other invasive species that they have here.
That's Warren Parrish, press liaison for CAL FIRE, which led the controlled burn. The action was also partially funded by the Federated Indians of Grayton Rancheria, whose chairman, Greg Sarris, says they hope to see that Native people's historic use of fire to manage their environment can be updated and applied in modern times.
We, along with the Audubon Canyon Ranch, want to explore controlled burning as a way not just to control the underbrush, but to replenish the soil and promote a healthier ecology, killing a lot of the bugs and so forth that are detrimental to plants and trees.
Other environmental goals of the controlled burn included preventing the spread of sudden oak death, along with noxious invasive weeds like the yellow star thistle, while encouraging the return of native plant diversity. The carefully monitored grass fire doubled as a multi-agency training exercise for more than 100 firefighters from 6 local departments, CAL FIRE crews from across 6 counties, and National Parks personnel from the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.